Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1474, recorded on Friday, June 20th, 2014. Now, with more air.
And now, get ready for Dick.
This week on the GizWiz, it's the end of Inflation Week. We got all sorts of gadgets coming up next.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello and welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm good, Chad, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. We are recording this early. We're recording on a Friday. We normally record this on a Wednesday, so many days early, because I'm going to go on vacation, like we mentioned last
week.
Yes,
you're going to like a geek camp, right?
A geek camp, basically. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's outside of Birmingham, Alabama. Last year, it was really hot. The weather was...
How hot was it?
So hot.
It was so hot, I saw a robin pick up a worm with a potholder.
Yeah. Yes. It was so hot, we had breakfast on the sidewalk. We made it there. I remember stepping out of we had dorm rooms, and it just felt like I had just taken a shower in sweat. It was just so hot. But the whole convention...
Are you sleeping in tents?
So they have a few different setups. They have normal hotel rooms that you would expect at any hotel, at a motel, basically. But those go really fast, and they're all sold out. They also have dorm rooms, which have four bunk beds to a room, but you get your own little sink and bathroom area. Then they also have bunks, which is basically just a room full of bunks, and you get sort of like a gym style area, a gym style like changing room to shower and brush your teeth and stuff in. So I have a dorm room. So I have four bunks and my own bathroom and stuff because I couldn't get one of the hotel rooms.
So I assume there's no air conditioning, cable TV.
Definitely no cable TV. Very little internet. There's like one Wi-Fi hotspot on the whole thing. No cell phone service. They did have air conditioning, the unit in the dorm rooms last year. So luckily I will have AC.
So the only advantage of this vacation is 1 week will seem like you've been away for a month.
Yeah.
Plus
it'll be, there's like a time warp that happens whenever you have to fight the elements. And it's so much fun though. The people there are just absolutely great. We have tons of fun with all the activities. There's one called Iron Bartender. Where they get these contestants up and they're given a weird ingredient, so just like with Iron Chef, and they have to make a cocktail based off of that weird ingredient or with that ingredient added in. And then there are judges who judge them, and then anything extra in the cocktail is handed out to the audience members. And then there's another thing called the Iron Grill Master. And it's kind of the same idea, but it's with barbecue and grilled food and stuff like that. And so those are just like two examples.
Are there doctors on the premises?
No. And it is far away from civilization.
Oh, my word.
You've got to be careful.
This reminds me of a time a bunch of us took a boat through the Everglades.
Oh, wow.
And we were going to sleep on the boat. And around 4 o'clock, a park ranger came by and said, "So where are you guys staying?" And I said, "On the boat." And the guy said, "Well, I'll come by and get you in the morning because you'll be dead. Because once the sun goes down, there will be about 50,000 mosquitoes on each one of you."
Wow.
I know, because this was just an open boat. So
wow.
He said, is there any place to go? And he said, if you want to walk a mile, there's a little inn. So we walked up there, and, you know, I said to the woman, is there air conditioning? She said, yes. I said, is there hot water? She said, we have hot water. I said, is there TV? She said, we have TV.
Wow.
I said, is there a place to eat? She said, well, we have a little room you can go eat in. She said, where are you guys from? I said, we're from New York City. We're the editors of Outdoor Life.
So that is so funny.
She didn't laugh. My buddies laughed, but she just thought he's serious.
Right? Man, yeah, I have lots of stories about outdoor camping. I was in Boy Scouts. I'm an Eagle Scout, and I had to do a wilderness survival merit badge where you go out and you camp without a tent, a sleeping bag, or anything. You have to make your own shelter and spend the night out there. That was probably the most miserable night of my entire life, and that's not a joke. I think I have fears still to this day because of that. So okay. Yeah. So let's go. I guess let's go ahead and move on.
We have so much. In New York City, there last night there was a Pepcom event.
Oh, fun!
And you know Pepcom from CES, so that they have a fall Pepcom event. And Lego was there and introduced something brand new. So perhaps this is the first time anybody is hearing about Lego Fusion.
Ooh.
Have you heard of Lego Fusion?
I don't know. I've heard. I think.
Well, they introduced it last night. Anyway, I'll show a little video. And this might, I was impressed with this, but I'm a zero gamer. So I'd be interested in your reaction after we see the GizWiz at Pepcom with Lego Fusion. You know, these days Lego is hot. So we walk by, we see the Lego logo, but I see something new, Lego Fusion. And, you know, I don't remember Fusion. So is this something new?
It's a totally new line from Lego, yes, that actually merges physical and digital play.
Well, can you show us how?
Yes, sir. I'd be glad to.
It's Android and iOS?
It's Android and iOS, yes. So we've got Townmaster here, which is one of the experiences. So you can build up your own town, and then you can walk around in the town, and then you can try to fulfill.
So this is like pretty much every other game, I guess.
Right now, there's a fire in my town, so what do I do?
It's like Sims, but for Legos.
To run to the fire station. I've already built the fire station.
Well, they've added what I think is unique.
Well,
you know, can you show me how you build something?
Yes, I can.
Does it take a long time, or is that something where you could easily demo?
No, we can easily actually build something. Do you want me to put out the fire first, or do you want...
Oh, yeah, put out the fire. I guess that's...
Nah, let it burn down.
If not, everyone gets super scared. Look at that. They're running around going, oh, no, there's a fire. There we go.
Lego has done an amazing job of making video games.
So we're putting out the fire?
In the past few years. It's amazing. Yeah. They've
done everything. The feature film.
Yeah, they've partnered with these great intellectual properties like Star Wars and the Marvel Comics and Batman and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of amazing.
See, I just unlocked the camera shop, but I haven't actually built a camera shop.
All right, so this is the fun thing.
Anything I've scanned already, I can use as a camera top, but I can also just build something new.
Just to save time, let's take something that I like this already. So what is this?
I have no idea. It looks pretty quirky, but anything goes.
So someone had already made this crazy looking building.
So you build it.
Take a photo of it.
Right, and then...
Working.
There we go.
Oh, wow! And it got almost exact... Oh, wow!
No, it does. It'll be exactly when it's done.
Wow!
Been sucked into the tablet.
That's amazing!
Now we're going to put it in place in the town?
Yeah. So let's put it into the game.
And it's a little hard to see on a tablet, but as she moves her finger around, the building is walking after her. Can you see the building?
Oh, I see it. Oh, that's funny.
The building walks.
It's going doot, doot, doot.
You know, I never saw a building walking.
No, so that's quite a powerful mayor we've got in this town. He's very strong.
That's amazing.
Are finishing my building.
Yeah, so they come in, the little builders come in, help you, and actually build the house for you.
So you build the facade.
You build the front of it.
The short side. Right. Tell me, so there are four different.
And so does it have to be built on that little base, that facade base? Looks like.
Yes.
Coming out in August, we've got Townmaster, we've got Create and Race, and then we've got Battle Towers. They're all coming in August. And then in September, we come with Resort Design as well.
And what do they retail for?
So $34.99.
$34.99.
$34.99.
Oh,
$10 off. Okay. Immediately.
And then the app is free?
And the app is for free, yeah.
And also build cars. Do the cars run?
Yeah, the cars, you can build them on a chassis. And for every brick that you put on the car chassis, actually the abilities of the car changes.
All because of the weight ratio to...
Yeah,
to
so
oh, amazing.
For every brick. And then you can race them in different ways. So you can race them as a, like a get their first race, or as a destruction derby where it's about smashing up the other cars, or as a stunt track as well.
Vicky Bartolo, Mads Meadows, writer, and the GizWiz, One Take Theater here on Twit. Bye.
That looks really cool.
So each one comes with its own little plate, and you build on that, and then that plate has the ability to tell your tablet the colors and the placement and the size of every Lego block that you have.
Wow.
So the blocks that come with the kit are unique to that kit. And then you drag it around the town and put it where you want to put it. And then these little men run out, and you only build the facade. The men run out, and they build the rest of the building for you.
That's so cool.
And there's some neat stuff, Chad, like, for example, coming out as Battle Towers, where you can build a kingdom. And sometimes something is damaged and you have to go back to your little three-dimensional structure and rebuild it and then photograph it again. And that'll fix whatever was wrecked inside the game.
That is neat.
It's neat. So it gets kids going back and forth between the real world and the fantasy world. I think it's very clever. I can ask you, has anybody done anything like this before?
I have never seen anything like this. And it's funny because I know that Lego has this technology of looking at a image and then making it like a 3D model on top of it. They were working with Intel. I've seen that at CES, and I saw that at a few different trade shows where you could take this box and hold it in front of basically a webcam, and it would build what was inside the box.
Oh, interesting.
And it looks like they're almost like using the backward, like they're using the exact opposite of that to look at the image that's on the plate there, that whatever that floor is, and then see, because you have to line it up with the when you're taking the photo. And then reconstructing the blocks that are built on top of it. That is just too cool.
It's great. The little thing you're building on is called the capture plate.
Right.
And then you build on that, and then your tablet camera captures the capture plate and takes
that
your building
so
into the game.
That is
it's pretty
very
neat.
Cool.
So that's coming out in August.
Perfect. Very, very neat.
So Lego Fusion. And there's four different games. I think it was Battle Towers, where you build your own kingdom. I think that's the... No, it was Resort Designer, where you build vacation homes and shops. and it's kind of... They're very clever, because the name of the town is Ambersands Beach.
Ambersands Beach. That is funny. That is...
And Ambersand Beach is coming in September. The other three in August.
Very neat. Tablet not included.
Not included. Exactly.
Very cool. So let's go on to gadget number two.
The gadget number two is something new from Kingston. We did this on the GizWiz with Leo. I don't know if you ever... Do you know what that is?
I do.
Kingston Mobile Light Wireless?
Yeah. Let me see if in my backpack here... let me see if it's down in here. The Kingston Mobile Wireless.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about... Yes. Now, in about 3 weeks, you can have that piece of old technology in your backpack.
Uh-huh. Oh, in 3 weeks, I can get it.
Yes, you can get The Kingston Mobilite G2 Generation 2. Now, you'll see it is bigger.
Oh, look at that.
Right. So tell me what you use yours for.
So the basic idea is that there's a battery inside of here, an SD card reader, and an ad hoc Wi-Fi spot. So what you do is you put your SD card into the Mobilite, turn it on. There's also USB on one side and a micro USB. There's some lights on the front, and then you take a device that normally doesn't have an SD card, like an iPad, and then open up the app, and you can look at all of the things that are on that SD card. So I use this at a family event when my grandmother really wanted me to take, she raises chihuahuas, so she wanted me to take photos of her chihuahuas, and I said, I was like, absolutely, I'd be happy to. But then I had them on, I could really only show her on the camera that I had taken the photos on, and it just wasn't that great of an experience, and I knew that I had a Retina iPad with me, and so I fired up the Mobilite and showed them to her right there without needing to open up my computer, and it was something that my grandmother completely understood. She could hold the iPad in her hand, she could pinch and zoom on the iPad. It was just a really, really
and actually,
great experience.
Several people with iPads can tune in, and everybody can be watching your photos
right
on their own device, because I believe it sends the information to 5 different devices.
That is so, yeah. Because it's an ad hoc Wi-Fi network.
Few things can
join to it.
Right. So now what they've done with Generation 2... And you'll notice it's bigger.
Yeah, it's larger.
So the battery is now 2.5 times more powerful. So the battery is now 4,640 milliamps, so that you can also charge your phone.
Oh,
if you need to.
Huh. Interesting.
Also, if you're streaming video, in the background here, we're running a little thing from Kingston showing the one that you have. With the Generation 1, you could stream video and pictures for 4 hours. With the new one, if you don't deplete it by charging phones, you can run video and stills for 13 hours.
Wow.
They've added a little Ethernet port, so you can connect a wired connection to it and make your own wireless hotspot, like in a hotel room or for travel.
So this is kind of becoming an all-around device for ad hoc Wi-Fi networks, for an external battery. They take all the things and made it almost open.
Exactly.
Wow.
And there's even a place for a 3G dongle if you want to use that. And it is the list price is $69.99. And usually when these things come into the marketplace, there are certainly discounts. But this is coming out in August. It's now the Kingston Mobilite Wireless G2.
Interesting.
And again, there's no memory in it. You know, you
right.
supply your own SD card or whatever you want. But now you're getting a mega battery in there. You're getting the ability to connect Wi-Fi to it. But you don't need that because it creates its own Wi-Fi spot. And you can share it with several people, as you did with Jad, showing pictures or movies. Instead of everybody crowding around one tablet, everybody can have the movie on their own tablet.
Very, very cool. Very cool. I'm glad that they're updating it. It had all that stuff in it before, but now you can actually charge your phone with the battery that's built in and actually make it a Wi-Fi hotspot. That's very neat.
Pretty neat. All right. Now, the third is from Kodak. And, you know, I thought Kodak had gotten out of the camera business. Evidently, Kodak has joined up with JK Imaging. They still call it Kodak. And they have two lenses. I saw them first at CES. One of them is now in the marketplace, and another one's coming in the fall. and they're called Pix Pro Smart Lens. And we'll take, and they also have a new rugged camera. So let's take a quick, go back to Pepcom and take a quick look at these two new Pix Pro devices.
Dick DiBartolo, Maz Menestrata, and the GizWiz. Something really neat from Kodak. It's the Pix Pro, and Stephanie's going to show us. Oh, Stephanie, I wanted to see the lens,
okay.
Little guy.
Oh, all right,
well, you drop it in. We'll talk about that in a minute.
But she threw the
she just throws it in the water.
So this is the Kodak Pix Pro Smart Lens. This is our 25x zoom. We also have the 10x zoom available soon in Radio Shack stores. But what it does is it attaches to your smartphone, or it doesn't have to. And you connect it via built-in wireless to our free app, which is the same app on all our cameras. And then you can use that as your viewfinder and to take a picture.
So now I've turned my smartphone into a high-end digital
camera.
Absolutely. So this is a much higher-powered camera right here, but using the convenience of your smartphone. So I can just hook it on or not hook it on, and then I can use this, as you can see, my smartphone screen as the viewfinder and to take pictures and video.
Well, you know, it can be a viewfinder even if it's not attached.
Right.
You mean that this itself is also a camera?
This is the camera. Your smartphone is just your viewfinder and your playback. So you can take off the app and still continue to take pictures.
And what, are you looking through the back of the lens when you're shooting without a smartphone?
Without it, there's no viewfinder, which is the convenience of the smartphone.
Makes it a little hard taking pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. This is really amazing. And what is the price point?
The SL10, which is available soon, will retail for $229, and the Smart Lens 25, which will be available this fall, should be about $299.
Okay, and they're both called Pix Pro
Smart Lens.
Pix Pro Smart Lens.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And you were throwing a camera in the water.
I was. I'm getting known for that here today. So this is our Action Cam SP1. It's waterproof, freeze-proof, dust-proof, kid-proof. And it works right in and out of the water, so you don't need an extra case. I don't want to get you or the microphone wet. Really easy to use. Again, connects to the same app I was just using on the Smart Lens. So I can strap this to my kid's t-ball helmet and watch him run bases and then keep taking pictures and video as I want.
And we have a little video screen on the side.
Yep, a little LCD screen on the side. So if you're skydiving or going backpacking and you want to view it there, you can, but you certainly don't have to.
And are we recording to internal memory or an SD card?
An SD card up to 32 gigabytes.
Amazing. And this price?
This one is $179 if you just want to do the camera, and $229 for our starter pack.
And is that the starter pack over here?
Yep, this is part of it. So we've got the helmet strap, the bar mount for your bicycle, the extended arms, and then a curved mount for like a surfboard.
And is that out now?
Yes, this is out now.
That is great. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Two really neat things from Kodak. We're at Pepcom. We're going to walk around, and we're going to start shoplifting any minute. Bye.
That's really cool. So, the first person I ever saw do one of those attachable lenses was Sony with the Q10.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I reviewed that, and I love that style of camera where it uses your phone as a viewfinder. And
well, it took me forever to understand the concept,
right,
that the lens is the camera.
The lens is everything. And even the I know with the Sony, it has the SD card built in, or not built
the
in.
The same with this.
It has a slot for one so that you can take a photo, even if the app isn't open. You just kind of don't know what you're taking a photo of. And it was really neat because it connects wirelessly, so you could do stuff where you hold it like way above you and you're looking at what you're viewing on your phone. A lot of fun. I'm glad that there's competition in the space because Sony was the only one that I knew that was doing
it. I just wonder that they look very much alike. So I don't know what
And it's funny because I noticed that I forget the name that she called it, but it also had 10 at the end, which reminded me of the Sony Q10, which is kind of...
Oh, yeah, theirs is the SL10.
Yeah, I don't know why that made me laugh just a little bit, but... But yeah, just the SL10.
You know, sometimes when you see that, you think, Did someone sell Sony and Kodak the same thing and not say, oh, I sold it to someone else? I don't know.
So it's
really a neat way to, because you can carry a smartphone around. If it's just little, travel shots, you just use your camera. But then you decide, oh, I really want to get some close-ups and stuff. You have up to a 25-time optical zoom. And the photos, you can decide whether you want them to go to the SD card in the camera. You can send them wirelessly to wherever you want, or they'll go directly to your phone.
The chat room is calling the SL10, which is what the name is, Sony-like 10.
Oh, that's very funny. That's very funny.
Yeah,
that's
but great. I'm super glad that they're making a competing product, because it is such a cool design, and I really think that's where the future is going to go. You're going to have this little lens with you.
Yeah, and those clips that open, clip on,
Universal.
You don't have to worry about a specific model. And also the clips, when you're not using it, they close down into the lens, so you throw it into a backpack or a camera bag.
And they're spring-loaded, so you can throw it onto a larger phone, or it doesn't have to be a specific type of phone. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't stretch big enough to be on a tablet.
No, it couldn't be on an iPad. But
pretty much any smartphone that we know of. It also shoots 1080p video.
Right.
So
very, very neat. Well, we have my gadget.
Ladies and gentlemen, I always have to introduce it.
Before
you can't just throw it.
We do, because this is the end of the month. Everything happens.
This is the final inflatable.
And before we get there, we have to say big thanks to Soap of the Month, because Manhand, since it's all that soap, we have an extra Soap of the Month. So Victor, you ready? Let's roll it.
SOTM.
Soap.
It's time for the Soap of the Month. Hey, Dick and myself, it's time for the Soap of the Month. I already said that just in the intro, but we are here with...
Andrew,
how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little nervous about this soap.
Are you ready to get clean?
As long as it smells clean.
Okay, so we have your soap right here. You can smell it unlathered and lathered. There you go. And
lathered is such a weird word.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas before you lather up?
Maybe caramel... Kind of like caramel popcorn, like a kettle corn.
Someone said that about pizza before, just letting you know.
Okay,
so go ahead. We never clean this sink. There's like dishes still in the sink. That's,
production.
Production quality.
high
so what do you think?
Coffee grounds over there on the corner.
I'm still going to go with some type of corn, like a caramel corn, like that mixed jug of corn, popcorn that you get at Christmas.
Okay.
It smells like
caramel corn.
Okay,
caramel
corn. I know what it is, and you're not quite there yet, so I could either give you hints or just tell you outright.
Yeah, give me a hint.
Okay, you do have half of it. Corn. Corn is right.
Okay. It's corn chips, tortillas.
Ding, 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 ding. It is corn chips is the smell of the soap. So, I think we could put this maybe next to the salsa soap in the bathroom.
That would make a good match.
It would be great. Maybe if we have a guacamole soap later.
Perfect.
I'm here with Andrew. Thanks so much for checking out the soap.
Anytime, Chad.
He decided not to take that soap home. We offered it to him.
Really?
Yeah, he was on a big trip. He was taking his car from one side of America. He's taking it kind of in a big circle around America.
Right. Well, if you're going cross country in a car, there's certainly no room for a bar of soap.
Well, he was saying that he was car camping, and I got the impression that he was going to like nature reserves. And so I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't want like a bear to smell corn chip soap and try to attack his car. Some lucky winner who sent in a video or something like that, you could get corn chip soap.
Wow.
So now it is time for,
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for,
there we go.
Woo! You might want it at
my corner.
It's crappy corner.
Nothing back there. It was too big.
Get it.
It was too big to go into the corner. So this is kind of a funny story. I thought that I had ordered something.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay, good. This is a story, There we go. I thought that I had ordered the last gadget off of Amazon weeks ago. And it came to today, and I looked, and it looks like I never ordered it. So we had to find a quick replacement. Luckily, the Brick House is a plethora of very weird and interesting gadgets. So...
Well, this has to be something that inflates. This is still within the theme.
It still has to inflate. We had to make sure that it inflated.
Okay.
Jeff, super producer of the show, pulled through... And over, it's so big we can't even put it on this set. So I need to walk over to the other set. We found the Jump-O-Lean inflatable jumping thing. This is on this. You can buy this on Amazon. We found it on Amazon for around $48.
That's all?
That's it. That's it. Now, this, I mean, it's not really made for someone this large. It also has lots of holes in it. They just spent like the last 25 minutes trying to blow this thing up with, I think, this foot pump. Just Greg Burnett spent, he probably has, you know, thighs of steel now from bumping this thing up. When we first saw it, I thought it was going to be a pool. But this is supposed, there's too many holes in it for me to actually jump on it. Do you know if we ever covered this on... We had
Does the description say a weight limit?
Say again?
Is there a weight limit?
There's a lot of warnings right here.
is that 18 pages of warnings?
No, it really is. This is I don't know if we can get a shot of it, but the whole bottom half of the Jump-O-Lean
down is, that we're panning. We're let's say we're looking down edge to edge. 120 pounds. It looks
120
like.
Pounds.
Two children.
Well. I gotta say, I'm fatter than that. 120 pounds
maximum weight.
Yep. So anyway, we apparently bought this for New Year's for the kids to play with. You know, this is pretty sturdy. Do you want
to? We taped up a lot.
We taped up a lot of it. Apparently, do you want to go get the sock'em boppers and just?
so you can't fill it with water, right? Because there's holes in it.
I mean, we can't. Maybe you could. It's not meant for water. It's meant that the bottom should inflate and you could jump on it. But get in here, Padre.
Oh, so you're using it as a rock'em sock'em ring.
Yeah, this is our rock'em sock'em ring. The first person to knock over, it's just the perfect height that you won't be able to catch your balance and you'll fall
well,
right
now,
on
who's
your
gonna
head.
Who's going to knock over a priest? He's got it. No, you're taking a terrible chance of...
You sure?
Of spending life in hell.
We're already there. What do you think of it, Padre?
You realize I'm like twice the maximum. my feet are actually on the floor.
You're making it so I can bounce on it now.
I literally,
boy, Jeff Needles. Look at this.
Jeff jumps in to punch me.
I don't know.
I'm not getting any bounce.
No, I'm not either. I think I'm getting a little more bounce than you.
We don't have any young kids, and we should have...
I know. I thought that child labor was a great idea, but Lisa protested. So anyway, this is the...
I tell you, for $48, it seems well made.
I'm surprised. It's pretty good. It only took us, what, half an hour to inflate with a little foot pump that we had? $45.
Hang on. We're looking at on the screen. So it looks like it got 3.5 stars
yep.
from 322 customers.
You could buy, you know, it's saying that
That's
customers
bad,
who
right?
also bought this bot and large plastic balls.
First aid kit?
First aid kit, a
also
bucket of water.
The mega first aid kit.
But yeah, crush-proof non-PVC plastic balls. So you could put balls into the Jump-O-Lean, and we'll make a perfect little gadget.
Oh, Mike's like one of those things at McDonald's.
Right. The ball pit.
The ball pit, wow.
So that is the Jump-O-Lean, which we happened to find in our basement before the show, because I thought that I ordered something that I didn't order.
Well, what did you think you ordered?
I thought that I ordered a travel pillow. It was this extended travel pillow. Let's see if I can find it real fast.
It's in the dock.
Follow it. He's saying that it's in the dock, but I don't even have the dock open, so dang. It was a really long travel pillow that you could basically wrap your arms around. And there's they're over there jumping in it. Yeah.
That I expect to pop any minute.
Yeah. Inflatable Zord. Yeah, so I can't find it now. Inflatable.
Boy, that Jeff is just a bundle of hostility.
Yeah, man.
Now he's punching out a priest.
Yeah. Well, okay, I think that's Greg, who has some frustrations of his own.
Okay, I just saw a black shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I can't quite find the pillow that we wanted, but...
That's okay.
It wasn't anything to write home about. So, before we move on to the warehouse, which is also having to do with the theme, we got to mention that we put up a straw poll for people to vote.
Yes,
on
how's that
next.
Going?
It's going really great. So the votes are in. We had a total of 228 votes, and it looks like the winner is drinking with 38% of the votes. So this could be things to hold a liquid or bladders or. I think we can even do cups and straws,
that sort
of stuff.
Ways to carry liquids.
Exactly. So drinking will be next month's theme for my crap.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Drinking July. Okay.
So now it is time for Nick's Gadget Warehouse. Woohoo!
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Now, normally we have a viewer video, but we have something different this week. We have an MC live performance.
We do. So
because Chad said, can I bring something from my gadget warehouse? I said, Chad, no. You're on camera too much.
No.
But then Chad went to Lisa, and then Lisa went to Padre, and then the hostile mail started. So, Chad, what do you got?
So, this warehouse I have had with me for years. I have it in my crappy corner over here. This is a Pump One balloon pump. I've added balloons to the front of it. This was my backup gadget if we couldn't get that thing inflated.
Oh, okay.
We're the balloons. So we talked about that.
Is Pump One the brand name?
Pump One is the model number. These are handmade, but you can buy them. You could buy these anywhere. First, let me demonstrate what they do.
Yeah.
So this comes back. These are the balloons. These are standard 260 balloon animal balloons or just latex balloons from Qualitex. Back when I was in high school and college, I needed a job. And I had worked with a whole bunch of... I was in the magic community and stuff like that. And someone said that there was this Mexican food restaurant and they needed a balloon animal artist. They needed someone to go make balloons for them. They weren't going to pay me anything. I'd only get tips, but they said that the tips would be good enough and that you'll make tons of money and you'll really enjoy it. So my good friend Peter the Adequate, this was his pump. He was moving to Branson, Missouri to do a show. He gave me his pump. So this pump is even, it might even be older than me. I'm not even sure. This is one of the first Pump One pumps. So what does it do? Well, if you're going to make balloon animals, you need a really long, skinny balloon. And normally you see someone there with a hand pump and they just pump the balloon animal over and over and over again, the balloon to get a balloon pump. So the Pump One was designed to do all of that in less than a second, so that you could make a balloon animal balloon incredibly fast. That was the whole design. So we actually have, this is what you would normally see a balloon artist with, a tiny little hand pump. And you throw this on here. Whoops. You drop it. All the while your customer is sitting there waiting. They really want a balloon animal. You get it on. There we go.
Pump one's way better.
Way faster. It even makes a more consistent balloon because each time you stop, you'll see that this balloon has a little few ridges where it inflated and then paused and then inflated and then paused. But the pump one balloon is one continuous sort of balloon without as many ridges. It's a little bit hard to tell. Maybe I can catch the light where you can see those ridges there, which just really aren't there.
I think it takes a balloon expert to see.
When you do this for a living, you really know.
A balloon pro. You need a balloon pro like you are.
So that's what that does. And so I took the job with this balloon pump, and it was at a Mexican restaurant called Matt's El Rancho. And sure enough, they didn't pay me anything. They would give me a free meal every once in a while. But tips were always at least $10 an hour, or sometimes up to $50 an hour for just balloon animals. The idea is that, you know, a child would come up and then they tip you based off of the balloon. And so in that, with that context, my job was to make balloons as absolutely fast as I could because kids would line up. The more kids I could get through, the more tips I could get through. And so making a balloon very fast was basically my goal. If I could make a balloon in under 60 seconds, that was basically, and normally kids would tip a dollar. And so that was, you know, a dollar a minute is what we did. Whoops. Every once in a while, that does happen. You got to get used to that.
Wow.
When you're doing balloon animals. Is there an animal that you want and I can make it for you?
Zebra. Giraffe.
A giraffe. I'll make a giraffe. Jeff Needles screams zebra. Jeff.
Monkey.
We have the perfect color for a giraffe, too.
Whoop,
there we go. So, it's funny, is I made balloons.
Goodbye, giraffe.
I made balloons all day long, and none of them popped until we start doing the show. The Qualitex balloons that I bought are by far the best balloon animal balloons that you can buy.
This is like a whole learning thing. Qualitex. Oh,
absolutely. I buy these off of tmeyers.com, T. Meyers Magic, and that's also where you get the balloon pump. T. Meyers has been hand making these Pump One balloons for years. There you go. There's a giraffe.
That's very nice.
So let me show off T. Meyers. Magic.com. Or it's not tmeyersmagic.com. It's just tmeyers.com. And they have kind of an old store. This is a mom and pop shop. And if we look for, there should be balloon pumps. There we go. And floor and hand pumps. And here are the hand pumps. And here is the pump one. And it's changed since my pump one. They now use plastic for the handle. Mine is made out of wood. It's one of the very... Whoops, sorry. I'm blowing right into the microphone there. It's one of the very first ones. The new ones have a locking mechanism at the bottom of the pump. Mine doesn't.
Is that $200?
Yeah, it's $195. This is an investment if you want to basically... you know, blow up balloons really, really fast. There's a lot of materials associated with this pump. There's, you know, four different types of PVC piping. There's a valve to make sure that the pump works. The base and plastic all have to be ordered and hung around. And there's not really a huge market for people who want really fast balloon pumps. And so getting this for free from Peter the Adequate was quite a treat. This is the pump one. I've since added a metal nozzle. Added the metal nozzle because I had to drive so much, so my plastic one kept breaking.
Boy, that is, you have more talent than I ever imagined.
Yeah, and so whenever I say that I grew up and I'm a carny. Yeah.
The chat room wants you to make a gazelle.
There's apparently a child out here.
I think there's a child in here, too.
Do you want a balloon animal? Hi.
Gonna cost you a buck, kid. Be careful. It's a trap.
Hi. Oh, no.
That's free.
She's shy.
It's free.
And you can check out tmeyers.com if you want. That's where I bought my balloons. From there. It's funny. The freshness of balloon animal balloons really makes a difference. when you're making balloon animals. And so,
did you have a sign that said "Made Fresh Daily"? Balloon animals made fresh daily.
I just knew that they were coming in really fresh. And T. Myers was based out of Austin, which is where I was at the time. But yeah. That's kind of my talent and gadget warehouse is my pump one balloon.
I like it.
I can even teach people how to make balloon animals if you want. Let me see. I'm going to try to make... I don't know if I left myself enough. This is one of my favorites. It is a little bit more difficult.
Holy cow.
And Jeff, could I get you real fast? Normally I also have a marker, which helps.
He's just going to come in and punch you. I wouldn't
right,
do that.
He's going to. So could you hold out your finger just like this? He has a perfect finger model. This is a parrot.
Oh.
With a little
tail.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my gadget warehouse, the
pretty
pump one.
Pretty neat. Well, you know what? We don't have everybody coming to the studio to do their gadget warehouse gadget live. So if you'd like to submit one, you can do it via video. We're looking for videos 2 to 3 minutes long, no longer. And it can be in one of four categories. My favorite gadget of all time.
Sorry.
I invented this. Something you're disappointed in. I bought a piece of crap. Or our favorite is My Gadget Warehouse. And just make a 2 to 3 minute video. Put it on YouTube and send the link to gizwiz@twit.tv. And if we show it, you'll get a minor amount of fame and you'll also get some crap. You'll get the current issue of Mad, a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture autographed, and Chad will put in something that he has physically not blown up with his own
that
saliva.
Has not touched my mouth.
Not touched his mouth in any other inappropriate body.
Right. Someone asked in the chat room if I could make a snake, so I made a snake with a little tongue.
Oh, wow.
That's always a joke, is that you just make, it's just a single balloon. But yeah, I had a joke for that. It's a little snake with a tiny little tongue.
Oh, this is neat. This is pretty good. Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry if anything happens at Twit.
I know. I got a career made. We got balloon animals.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
You could do both. You know, on your lunch break, you could run outside and...
and just start making balloons. It was great money. I mean, it was really amazing money. You could make easily $60 an hour. I had nights where
you can say as seen on TV.
Yeah, I had nights
Chad's
where
Chad's original balloon animals as seen on TV.
Yeah.
I think $2 is not out of the question.
$2 might be. You'd get the rich kids that would have like $5 tips, and you'd be like, "Wow, I'll be a balloon artist at your birthday party at any time."
Rethinking my whole career at this end. I got $195 for the pump.
I know. Once you get that, this was the moose with big old antlers. Some of them don't look just more like dogs than anything else, but yeah.
It's okay. It looks like a Jeff Koons creation to me.
It kind of, that happens. I could make that
except when he does that. And it takes him just a little bit longer, but he gets $2 and $3 million.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. His tip is a little bit larger. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because looking at that, it was just like, oh, he made the simplest of balloon animals. I mean, come on.
Absolutely. And I think one went for like $3 million. There you go. Yeah. There's Jeff Koons' original.
This is the original. He didn't twist the ears, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because he was tired and he thought,
he's like, I'm lazy.
$3 million, I'm going to do twisted ears.
Lazy. Yeah. My favorite was a sword. People would ask for a sword, and especially if I had a really long line. Like, normally you'd talk to the kid, and I had all these stupid jokes, like, how old are you? And they'd be like, I'm 5. I'd be like, that's how old I was when I was your age. It's dumb. But, like, a sword is seriously one twist, and then you have a sword. It was like, here you go. Done. Get out of here.
Wow. Yeah. You didn't sharpen it or anything.
Nope.
Nah.
Nope.
Nah.
And then they'd be like, now I want a hat. I'm like, I'm going to attack you. But yeah. So, okay, now I'm done having fun with my balloon animals. Let's go ahead and move on to the letter. There we are. Here come the letters. Here come the Gizwiz letters now. That was just a reprise. I said the Gizwiz letters. I need to make a guitar. Turn down.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And our letter comes from George Ackerman, who says, I just happened to notice the misspelling of the word dumb on the opening theme of the Gizwiz show.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were aware of this or not. I have attached a screenshot of that misspelling. Keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to you and Chad on my way to work via the podcast. George Ackerman. George, it looks like it's spelt wrong, but if you go to the Oxford Shirt Dictionary, you will find it is indeed spelled the way we spelled it. D-U-N-B.
Yeah, I think I remember Leo noticing that like months ago. I mean...
Oh, yes. I mean, I think it was months after it.
Yes, it was definitely after it had been our intro for a little while. Yeah, it's so dumb that we think it's really smart-mer.
Now, it's funny when someone picks up something that, you know, at MAD, and this is like an inside secret, so I'm just saying it to the Twit folks, is we often get letters saying, I got the current issue of MAD, and you guys made a terrible mistake. Do you think my issue is going to be worth a lot of money? Well, I shouldn't tell you, but I'll tell you anyway, since I started this story. Every issue of MAD magazine on the index page has an article that is not in the book. And people, like I said, about once a month, someone writes a long letter like, how could you possibly have done this?
Yes. So, that is so funny. It's those little things that are so fun.
Yeah. I'll tell you one other, and it's so unusual for a network to do it. On World News Now, it's the overnight network news, so ABC lets you have a little more fun than normal. And it's one of those things where you don't want to say you don't understand because you think everybody else understands. And it was during the weather forecast, a very authoritative voice would come in and say, today's World Weather Index is 759 degrees. And then
move on. You're done.
Could not figure. And finally, one night, the guy didn't say it. And I went into my producer and I said, why aren't they doing the World Weather Index? And I'm embarrassed to say, what is it? And he said, it's a joke. So one day they were playing in the newsroom and they added up all the temperatures that we had from around the world. And they divided it by the number of cities and countries that we had weather information for. And we decided that that was the world temperature index.
That is so funny.
And that ran for almost 2.5 years.
Wow. Yeah. You were there when they stopped.
I was there when they started it and they stopped.
Wow.
So I guess for 2.5 years, I was too embarrassed to ask.
Yeah, that is so funny. That is so funny. I remember on the... on Scam School, we would always say, and next week we're going to do this. And it was always something fake. It was like, next week we're going to learn how to break into a car with 3 paper clips and a condom. And we never do it. And we would get comments where it was like, hey, you didn't do the thing you said last week. I was really looking forward to that show. And they were always ridiculous. It was always like, we're going to tell you how to win a free drink with 3 business cards and a pound of sodium. You know, it's, yeah.
No, it's great. It's great.
Yep. And okay, so I guess now it is time for you to guess what the heck is it.
Head yeah, the, it's winding down.
Winding down.
It's the end of June.
So this is your last chance, if you haven't
last
already.
Last chance, yep, just about.
Go to gizwiz.biz and scroll on down on the sidebar. There's a What the Heck Is It show page, and you get to guess what is this weird contraption. If you just scroll on down there. Also, there's the show notes there from the past weeks. So if you want what we talk about in detail, Dick does a great job keeping all of that up to date. But there it is. What the heck is this? I'm thinking it's a fancy bracelet that clowns would wear. This is a warehouse.
Could be
in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Could be something to shorten balloon animals. It could
yeah.
be anything. Anything.
It's a balloon animal collar. Absolutely.
Yeah, you could send that in. Yeah.
Yeah. There are 12 new autographed Mad magazines for correct answers, if you actually do know what that is. And there's 24 for awesome, funny, hilarious, cute, silly, ridiculous answers. So if you're creative, you have a higher chance of winning one of the new Mad magazines autographed by Dickie D.
Yep, you got the August issue that's shown on that page also.
Perfect. And we will see you, I guess, next week. We record this show on Wednesdays at around 4:30 Pacific, but this show is recorded differently. But if you normally want to catch us live, we're on Wednesdays at 4:30 Pacific time, and that's 7:30 Eastern. Make sure you subscribe to the show at twit.tv/gizwiz. There's links to every single format. iTunes, Zune, I think YouTube, absolutely everything. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.